Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So it was on Friday where we helped Joan out to text the school administrator. It's a preschool, and this administrator was so enthusiastic about Christmas. She was setting up theme days for like 12 straight days. All of the moms were like, come on. I mean, there's already so much stress going on around the holidays, and now you're going to ask us to do a different theme every single day. So, Bert Show, will you help us go ahead and text the administrator and just say, can we back off a little bit? The administrator, when we were texting, was like, absolutely not. You guys can handle this.
Well, she was like, we basically, when we ended the texting exchange, it was like, the administrator wanted her to continue to do all the theme days, but the Joan, when we were texting, we were basically like, okay, well, just if you have a little bit of leniency and forgiveness, if we don't do these days, that would be appreciated. So these moms were going to, like, as Abby called, have a little mom union here, and they were just together not going to do like half these days to cut back on some of the holiday responsibility.
All right, Joan is back with us. Joan, has there been any fallout when you guys protested?
Hey, guys, so listen, I don't even have a lot of time because I have to get our cookies together for the cookie swap and get my daughter to preschool. So, yeah, everything kind of fell apart. The mom union, you know, that we formed, they chickened out, and everybody sent their kid to school with the crazy Christmas hats, and then we all did the Christmas show and tell, and then we all did the Christmas PJs. Listen, it is what it is. I mean, I'm trying not to lose my mind. So I'm so sorry that all of our texts, you know, was a huge waste of time. And, you know, I'm just so sorry to disappoint you. Like, none of us could really go through with it. However, the moms are pumped because I was ready, okay?
I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Yeah, they threw you under the bus, though. Really? I mean, now that you were the face of this whole thing, now the teacher's going to look at you all weird. They totally sold you out.
They did.
Yeah, punk. There's some punk moms. Like, I'm just
punk moms. There are some punk moms.
This is not the reason for the season, man.
So now are you stuck doing the next 11 days in these themes?
Yeah.
You know, I am. And you know, what I love, though, is that my son Corey is just like, oh, he's having the fun, but he just doesn't even know what goes into the fun. He does, here's the other thing is the cookies. Okay, the cookies and all of that. They weren't even studying half of this stuff, but it's okay.
It's fine. Yeah. Because of our texting tutor, I was checking in with some mom friends of mine. I was talking to one last night, and she's like, I love her because she tells it like it is. She's so incredibly blunt. That's baked into the fact that we've known each other since the third grade. So she gets away with saying things that other people just don't. And she was just like, yeah, no, I don't do it.
Yeah, right.
She she's like, because, you know, she's got five kids. She's got a lot on her plate. And she's like, if my kids come to me and she's like, there's one child that enjoys doing it and will ask. And she goes, the rest, she goes, I don't do it. And she goes, guess what? They're totally fine.
Yeah.
Nobody, like, none of the other kids say anything. They don't feel left out. Like, they, and she's like, it's a non-issue. And she's like, I don't do it because I can't.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel too bad about it, Joan.
Especially since you're doing it anyway.
Yeah, right. That's a very good point. All right. Thanks for filling us in. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, Kristen, is there anything better in a marriage than saying, hey, I told you so. Let's give you that opportunity.
Well, so it's not so much I told you so. My husband and I haven't even discussed this. It happened. And there are certain things you realize, especially when you've been together with somebody for a very long time. My husband and I, we've been together for almost 20 years now. There are things you address, and then there are things you let go, you don't address. This is one of those situations that something happened. Literally, we just exchanged a look. Nobody said anything. We didn't talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it here on the radio because, you know, that's what you do. You just, you know, you put your relationship at risk for certain things.
He knows what he got into.
1,000%. So, y'all know this past weekend, we surprised Cassie by going over to her house and decking out her RV and her yard with Christmas lights just to, you know, brighten up her holidays a little bit.
And mostly because Cassie's life sucks right now.
There's that. We're just trying to make it less sucky. And I went to Lowe's with my son, and we got all the decorations. We were having a great time picking out the inflatables and the little gingerbread family and the lights and all that stuff like that. And so I did that on Saturday and left all the stuff in my car, in the trunk and in the back seat, because we were just going to drive to her house the next day, right? So I wasn't going to take it out and put it back in. However, needed the ladder. And the ladder's not going to fit in my car, so I was going to drive my husband's truck. So that meant all of the Christmas decorations needed to get moved over from my car into his truck with the ladder so Jimmy and I could take the pickup truck over to Cassie's house.
Okay.
Wasn't a big deal. It wasn't that much stuff, but there was enough stuff that just needed to get moved over. So my husband was responsible for moving over said items from my car into his truck because he had to clear out his truck with a bunch of crap. And he was the one that's putting the ladder in. And he was like, all right, so you're going to move everything over from my car into your truck. And he's like, yes. So Sunday morning comes. I'm trying to get Jimmy, and I wanted to get there early and beat everybody so I could get the stuff out and we could just hit the ground running and be like, wham, bam, expedite this, good to go. So Bart shows me how to work the ladder.
please tell me you didn't tell him it took me and Tommy 30 minutes to figure that ladder out.
I did not.
Okay.
So Bart literally does a tutorial on how to like work his ladder. I didn't pay attention.
What makes this ladder so complicated?
It's not.
It was us. Okay. I'm just not really accustomed to ladders.
Okay.
And you had to like poke these things out and put them a certain way so that the ladder locks and it stays secure. And I just didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah. And he showed me, and I 1,000%, I was not paying attention. I wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, they'll figure it out. And we couldn't. Anyway, so he shows me the ladder and we get Jimmy in the car and I'm in. And so we hit the, and I'm like, we're going to be there at 11:45, right? Because everybody was arriving at noon. And I was like, money. So we're driving and I'm leaving the house and I go down. And as soon as I'm about to get on the highway and head up 400 north, I did a quick look in the rear view or like, you know, behind me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this isn't enough stuff. And I flash back to him showing me the ladder in the bed of the truck. And I was like, I don't think there was anything in the bed of the truck. So I call him real quick and I go, did you get all the stuff that was in the trunk of the car? And he goes, no. So I said a dirty word, which my son then repeated and kept asking me, Mama, why you say S? Why'd you say S? Mama, why you say S? Why you say S? So now my son's saying the S word as I have to go all the way down 2 miles to an exit, get off, come all the way back and go back to my house and pick up all the stuff that he left in the trunk of my car, okay? So I told him, pull it all to the driveway so I don't have to pull in the driveway. And I pull up to the driveway and there is like the fire pit and there's the firewood and there's like 7 bags of stuff. Like, I mean, it was like 3/4 of the stuff that was in the trunk, or as they say on Bluey, in the boot of my car. And he's putting everything in there. We did not exchange a word. Nobody said anything. And as I'm like, I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to get mad. This is my fault for assuming when I said move every, like he was going to get everything from my car. He would look in the trunk, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, of course, there's going to be stuff in the trunk of the car. So he puts everything in there and we don't say goodbye. We don't say love you. And I drive off and I end up getting to Cass's house like at, you know, 12:04 or whatever. And like, I'm, you know, calming myself down as I'm driving. So I just wanted to throw out to you guys after hearing what had happened. Is it my fault for assuming, or should my husband have used a little bit of common sense and that I should probably check the trunk to make sure there's nothing in there I need to move over into the truck?
I don't know that that's common sense.
I would lean on you should never assume.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you assume.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I'd be making an ass out of myself all day, every day.
Save that.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I swallowed it. I didn't come in hot. Like, why weren't you thinking? Why didn't you look in the trunk? Blah, blah, blah. I didn't blow up. I didn't do any of that. I just was like, this is on me. I should have looked in the trunk of the car to make sure everything got moved over, or I should have said to him before I rolled out, did you get everything? Did you look in the trunk?
Yep.
And so, yeah.
That one's on you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That one's on you.
I figured.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.